Sid, The Final Frontier. These are the remixes of the Commodore 64 community. Our continuing mission, to play Commodore 64 remixes as loud as we can.
Hey, 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 it's the C64 Takeaway, episode 63, Commodore 64 remixes and original Sid sounds to go. I'm your host, Jan Lund Thompson, spreading the Commodore love from Copenhagen, Denmark. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is a music podcast featuring tunes from or inspired by the Commodore 64 home computer. Opening up today's show, one of his Commando main theme remix, a nice laid-back version that strays a bit from the path while still keeping true to its origins. Coming up later today, a wee bit of catching up on what's been happening in the world of Commodore 64 related music since the last episode, and of course more tunes, mostly sticking with modern day remakes, but first a brief Sid intermission.
And I'm simply.
Jaakko Kaitanaimi, aka Reed from Fairlight, Dirty 64, a C64 chiptune that won the Assembly 2005 Old School Music Competition. It's done in Polytracker, a music editor that plays four channels of Digi samples only, normal SID channels, and their effects are not used at all. And if you look at the HVSC, the file takes up 46 kilobytes of the Commodore 64's memory, and that includes everything. In contrast, the PNG logo for this podcast is 472 kilobytes. Also, Polytracker was created by Alexey Abin. This is the guy who's currently, and for fun, porting Elite to the VIC-20. Yes. Anyway, before we get on with the rest of the show, a quick correction. On episode 62, I said that the opening track was called Sax Noodle, when it is in fact Sax Nuddle. Whoops. Now in music news, first up, Too Much Fun, The Five Lives of the Commodore 64 Computer has been released. It's a book, so it's not really music news, but it is very, very much C64 related, and the book actually has a chapter on music on the Commodore 64, and some photos that yours truly shot way back in 1989. Next up, Press Play on Tape have released their BitLive 2023 concert on YouTube, where you can check out the whole concert in one go, or there's a single tracks as well. And with the news out of the way, time to get back to the music. First up, Jeroen Tel, Supremacy, the classic SID from the great real-time sci-fi strategy game of the same name, also known as Overlord in some countries, followed by Frederik Sigerfalk, Jydefunk, Sigerfunk mix based on Thomas Drax Mogensen's 1990 chiptune. Frederik is also perhaps better known to old-school sceners as Moppe from One Way. But first, Jeroen Tel, Supremacy.
Thank you. Lesson 1. First lesson.
Wasn't it? Next up, EMB on the Run from the DEFCON 20 compilation, a track that, unlike most of the stuff I play on this podcast, is not available on the usual channels, that is to say, either one of the available CDs, remix.quet.org, or the High Voltage SID collection. It is, however, available for purchase for the low, low price of Name Your Own Price from Bandcamp. So go ahead and toss a coin to AMB if you want to secure a copy for your personal collection. This is, of course, based on Rob Howard's Monty on the Run. After that, MRT X Out, based on Michael Hendrick's 1989 tune for the Horizontal Shooter from Rainbow Arts. But first, On the Run.
DEFCON in the long run is just all about keeping it real to the core. The more people we get together, the more energy we create. The more energy, the more people innovate and get excited about what they're doing.
I have discovered the web and it is glorious.
I'm just gonna go to the web, but it's about
have discovered the web, and it is glorious.
It's going to be tacky, but in a good way. Hatic, Generator Love, featuring Cybernoid 2. This reminds me of the Nick I Wish theme from the old PC game Shogo Mobile Armor Division. That sort of happy Japanese rock style that's also found in The Edge of Soul from the PlayStation 1 or PSX to us old-timers game Soul Edge, or Soul Blade as it was known elsewhere, or even the intro from Ridge Racer Type 4. And as you could guess from the title, Hatic's Generator Love featuring Cybernoid 2 contains bits from Jerome Tull's 1988 hit Cybernoid 2. After that, Berserk. I love bees. If I had to describe this one in one word, I would quote Bruce Campbell's Ash in the Army of Darkness movie and say, groovy.
We'll be right back.
Like I said, groovy. And so we have come to the end of this 63rd episode of the C64 Takeaway. Before we part ways, the usual customary practical information. For notes and links to everything featured on this episode, point your browser of choice to c64takeaway.com/6363. Also, please get in touch either by leaving your comment on the website on Mastodon at c64takeaway@mstdn.dk, or as always using old-fashioned email to c64takeaway@gmail.com. And if you're able to spare a few minutes to drop a review wherever you get your podcasts, that will also help other people discover this show. Also, I have some stuff coming up, so I will see you next time in May for a very special episode. Closing out today's show, Hazel Mack, When Time Ends, based on Johannes Bjerregaard's 1987 chiptune from the game Mack Maneuverable Armed Computer Humans. A game that I mostly remember because it was done by a Danish game developer, and we didn't really have many of those back in the day. Thank you for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.